evening. We're happy to have you. We're going to start the meeting now. So I invite everyone to stand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, it is 7:03 on Wednesday, August 15th. Madam Clerk, have we met all the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act and the Sunshine Law?
Yes, we have.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Would you please call the roll, sir?
Councilman Glazer?
Here.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Here.
Councilwoman Switler?
Here.
Council President Strauss?
Here.
And Mayor Malay?
Here.
And we have a quorum.
Thank you very much. The first item on our agenda are comments from the public for items listed on the agenda. One of those items that is listed on the agenda is a piece of correspondence that we received from ExxonMobil. So I'd like to address that very briefly before I'm sure some of you might wish to come forward and have a few words to say about it, which we would most certainly welcome. As you know, Exxon is looking to develop their surplus, what they call their surplus land. They have under 800 acres just behind us here, and a fairly large research facility, their main research facility in the United States. Exxon is our largest single taxpayer, our largest ratable, and they have asked for the opportunity to present this proposal, which, if you have read the notice I put in the newsletter, which I think I saw just out today, actually, I've identified a few items of concern, mostly traffic, of course, with any kind of development proposal for that site, the loss of prime farmland, scale, et cetera. My initial intent had been to recommend that we send the matter to the planning board so that they can have a public hearing, an opportunity for the public to come and address Exxon and speak. And so that we could begin a dialogue with them on the future of that site, because there is quite a bit of development potential there, even under our existing regulations, whether not warehouses. We are in the good fortune to be in control of the situation, because warehouses are not permitted in the township. We've done a lot of work over the years to ensure that that's the case. So we are protected there. There has been a development over the last 24 hours, which I'm pleased to report. I've been in contact with the Highlands Council, which we opted into the Highlands 5-7 years ago, somewhere around that, 2015. And there are significant restrictions and regulations that any development of that site will have to adhere to. Given that, I feel that it's premature for Exxon to even begin talking to us about any development of that site. They should be going to the Highlands Council first. I have contacted Exxon. I called them this morning, and I advised them that until they've sorted out whatever they need to sort out at the Highlands, there's no point coming to us. So that's where things stand. And I'd like to now invite anybody who'd like to come forward and make some comments. Please do. It looks like the chair for comments is gone. Yes, oh, I'm sorry. And we do have a three-minute rule. I hope to keep comments to around 9:15 or so, 9:30. But if everybody's pretty concise, feel free to come up, repeat whatever anybody else said. That's fine. We want to hear from everybody. This is a very open and public process by intent.
You represent us. Yep. The left of you.
Yep. Well, hold on. Before you do come forward, you'll need to identify yourself for the record, name and address.
Daniel Iguano, 35 Sand Hill Road, Annandale, 08801. We elected you to represent us in democracy. Represent us. Don't give up our leverage. Don't give up our leverage.
Okay. Thank you much.
Liz Lugo, 8 Main Street, Annandale. One, when you guys permitted them their expansion of the research facility in 2016, you said they have this big buffer around in case there's ever a fire or anything like that. I'm concerned if there's a huge warehouse there, if there's a research facility and something happens, we're going to have insane fire. Okay?
Yeah. So you're referring to the planning board application? I don't think I was...
Remember in 2016, Exxon did an expansion of their research facility? Or 2017, whatever. And their big argument was, we have all this property around us. So if anything happened, it's just farmland that's going to burn. If it's a warehouse, it's a whole different story. Right?
Sure.
To Robbinsville, have you seen the way their traffic looks with the warehouses that they have down there?
I have not.
Yes.
We should do a huge study about that because it's a nightmare.
I'm more familiar with Cranberry as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. Our traffic on 31 is already a nightmare.
Oh, the main reason that our ordinances are set up the way they are for warehouses, and I would thank Councilman Blazer especially because he's taken the lead on this at the planning board, is the truck traffic is not well suited for either 22 or 31. I mean, there's no good way to get to the site.
My next thing I'm going to say, how many accidents we have between 11 and 24? It's higher than I think. This is on 78.
Not 78.
It's
sure.
Higher than I think the rest of 78, and probably higher than the average highway in New Jersey. So I think those are all three things we really need to consider.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
Hi, Robin Giordano. I've lived in Lebanon Borough for 19 years, and I'm very concerned about the traffic.
Sure.
Concerned about our safety. I mean, our fire alarms go off every day. There's accidents. There's more truck traffic. I feel like there'll be more accidents, and I'm just concerned for everybody's safety.
I mean, it
goes down to one lane. For me to come from Lebanon Borough to Clinton, it goes, Petticoat over by the old nursery. It goes down to one lane. There's no room there.
And I'll be honest, and I've conveyed these things to Exxon myself, and the council has not. Obviously, they've not really been involved. But I can tell you, there's no good way for a tractor trailer to get there. It just isn't. Coming off of exit 20 off of 78, I've watched tractor trailers try to navigate that turn, and it's not pretty. The alternatives to get off on 31 are atrocious. There's no way from the east to get to going westbound to get to 31. It's just
you just don't have the roads for this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My name is Philip Traeger, 6 Cobblestone Lane, Amityville, New Jersey. I think what a lot of the folks here want is a commitment from you that you're going to adhere to the zoning that was originally established for the property and won't punt it off to the planning board.
I appreciate that, but even if we wanted to, we couldn't. If we had punted to the planning board, it wouldn't have been a punt for to start. Councilman Glazer and I are both on it. But the planning board has no authority in and of itself to grant any relief from those ordinances. That would have to originate from the council, and there would have to be an ordinance to change that introduced here and referred then to the planning board and then come back here for a public hearing. So there'd be two additional public hearings, and I mean, I don't foresee us attempting such a thing.
So
the planning
board. What you're telling me is that you're making that commitment now not to change the zoning out of hand to accommodate Exxon's request.
I'll defer to some council members to speak to.
I have no intention.
We made the commitment that's not the process, for one. The punt for the planning board is.
Okay.
Yes. And as Brian said earlier.
Excuse me.
As Brian said earlier, it has to go to the Highlands Act people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's significant stuff.
So that's, I know, that's the first step. Okay. I think everybody heard you. Everybody heard you made a commitment to follow the current zone.
Fine.
Because there's a big difference between ROM zone and zoning for warehouses. And if there wasn't a big difference between the two, as far as the impact on the community, there wouldn't be a separate category for it if it all bumped together.
Let's be clear. The master plan of the township was changed in 2020. We very purposely put language in that prohibiting and discouraging warehouses in the township. passing an ordinance that's adverse to the master plan would be highly troublesome. So I personally don't know how I could get from A to B, and I'm not even sure how we could do it.
Okay. And we were all here in 2020 when that happened.
Everybody on this council voted in some form or fashion. Councilman Glazer at the time actually spearheaded it on the planning board, and the rest of us voted for that.
Okay.
For zoning change.
Hi, my name is Linda Duval-Wozny. I live over on the Coke Road, the river there.
Yep.
I have a couple of questions. Could you give us more information on what the restrictions on the Highlands natural restrictions are?
They have a lot of restrictions. I think some would have been taken into account. I think others not. The restrictions range from riparian areas. Those are intended to enable groundwater recharge, so the forested areas are preserved and protect. Others are wetlands related, open water. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with this now. Maybe move the computer. Others are open water protection areas, critical habitat in this case, and as I noted a few weeks ago when I sent the notice to the newsletter, prime farmland also. I mean, that is the highest level of farmland soils designation in the state, and they exist there on that site.
You mean the largest quantity?
No, the quality of the soil.
Oh.
Quality of the soil. There are a number. The SADC, Farmland Preservation, Green Acres. There are a number of organizations, Hunter and Land Trust, that's engaged in that. It is something that I broached early in the process and continually, so that is certainly an option.
I just want to say that where I live, we have trucks, lots of trucks, that come out of the old Taylor factory. And even though High Bridge has passed a law that says that no trucks are supposed to go through there, we get a lot of trucks. And I would imagine that trucks coming out of that area it's so beautiful out here.
Yeah.
People are just knocked out by how beautiful it is. And I just think that a lot of times the drivers are just looking around and saying, hey, it's lunchtime, I think I'm going to take a drive. And they'll get right on to Pettifelt Lane and just head right over, and they'll be all over the place. And I just think we really need to fight this. I understand that if it goes to the planning board, that it still comes back to you. It's all of you that make that decision.
And just to be clear, that's for a change of use, so that the use of a warehouse would be allowed. There are development options at the site that they can go through the planning board and get as-of-right approval for research office manufacturing, I believe, assisted living facilities, senior living facilities. They have an overlay that's on top of the zone that's been in place since 1993. So there is a lot of it's an additional layer of zoning permission that's laid on top of this permission that's laid on top of the zoning that's in place for that category, that long category. Mm-hmm. And that does exist. What's not clear to me is how even those are affected by the Highlands regulations. So really, there's no point in having a conversation with Exxon of any for anything until they sort that out.
So that could just stop them writing the
check. Potentially.
And they're not planning to sell. Is that correct?
So they are planning to retain their research facility, and I think...
So they do want to sell.
They want to sell the excess land, so they want to retain the 100-plus some acres of the property that surrounds their research facility, which employs north of 600 people, I think, and dispose of the rest.
So, but anyone buying the property would have the same restrictions.
Correct.
The zoning wouldn't change the Highlands.
Those were zoning. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Hi, Corker Dillis, 73 Old Mountain Road. Number one, thank you for telling us that you notified Exxon. There was no reason for them to make a presentation.
Did you speak up?
Sorry. Thank you for notifying Exxon. There was no reason for them to come and speak to council meeting to present anything. My understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, is our zoning specifically prohibits warehouses on the Exxon property.
Yes, by virtue of the fact that it's not a listed permissible use, it is prohibited, correct.
So if they were to approach the township and request permission to build a warehouse, what would the township tell them?
We can say no.
Okay. Would be the planning board saying no, or you saying no?
Us. It would have to be us.
Correct. The Highlands, as I understand it, has such restrictions on the site, and I know because I've worked with the Highlands for years. Matter of fact, when I was mayor, we were the first town to agree to opt in. It took years to happen. The council was very wise to opt in. The Highlands Council's rules and regulations about development are much stricter than those of any town.
Correct.
Do you believe that if Exxon went to the Highlands and asked for permission to build on the site, the Highlands would ever let them do it?
To build something? Something that I would think of a far greater, far lesser, or
would they allow them to build a warehouse?
No.
That's my understanding as well.
Not yet. Not of substantial size.
I think it's important for the public here to understand that given those two no's, this is never going to happen unless the township decides to change, to act an ordinance that would change the zoning on the Exxon site.
That's correct.
And if you did, Nick, the Highlands, then you can't change the Highlands. Right?
Would any of you right now vote to change the zoning on the Exxon property to allow a warehouse?
No.
I think you just answered everybody's question.
It would be premature to even have a vote because Highlands has to come first.
Yeah, but I mean,
I think we say Highlands okay.
Right.
I'm not even sure that Exxon could go to the Highlands. I think Exxon could come to the township. The township would have to go to the Highlands and work out a deal with the Highlands. So I don't think Exxon has a leg to stand on. Again, they're our most important residents. God bless them. They pay a lot of taxes. I just appreciate the fact that you basically said to them what you'd say to any other applicant, being treated under the law equally, the law says no. So I think we're cool. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, Nick, one thing if you could just say just for a second. So thank you.
Sure, thank you.
I don't think there's anyone that supports this, and it's just, I don't know where the communication that we were entertaining. So I'm glad that you clarified that.
Well, the country wasn't quite. Good to know that we're at a point now where the mayor has made everything public. Publishing the letter was a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows what's going on.
Yeah. And
everybody's worried. I was worried. Good reason, I think. But in the end, our zoning matters. And as long as you enforce it, we're cool. And as long as the Highlands enforce the rules, which are much stricter.
And as I put in the newsletter, which is, you'll see it if you haven't already in the next few days, every piece of this is going to be public. That's the intent here, is that we're going to be transparent. We want you all to know what they're asking, what they're going to do, because we're just going to have to follow this as it goes.
Thank you.
Hi. I'm Suzanne Bauer. I live on Catawba Lane, down the hill from Mesa. I have a question, two questions, actually. One of my main concerns, and I see many of my neighbors here today, is water quality, because all of our wells are downhill from Exxon, and I know years ago when they started doing the jet fuel testing, I was very concerned about that and what sort of things may end up in my well and my kids are going to be drinking. I spent thousands of dollars on any sort of water remediation, so I can do whatever I can to make sure that we're safe, short of drinking bottled water. So any construction or thing, entity that ends up on that land directly affects not only trucking, which is also annoying, but our health, and I think that's a big concern. And then the other question I have is, has anyone from Clinton Township or Hunterdon County or Highlands considered buying this land from Exxon?
For sure.
That offer, that offer has been made.
It has.
Yeah.
And for preserving it?
As much as they would be willing to let us, yeah.
And they just shot you down?
We're where we're at.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Jeff Spencer, 35 Spencer Lane. First and foremost, I want to thank you for doing your due diligence and calling the Highlands, because that was one of my first calls when this came up. Mm-hmm. Wonderful idea, great thing to do. It's the reason why we have it. Another thing I want to thank you all specifically for, I believe you said in 2020 that you changed the zoning in the town.
And the master plan, yes.
Thank God you did, because currently, because the town of White Township never did that, they just put in a zoning of, warehouses. No one's ever going to build out here to prevent houses from being built. Now it's over. Jandl is coming in and building a couple million square feet of warehouse. Mm-hmm. So thank you for doing that in 20, and you prevented this, basically, and any other building that is in a wrong zone. So thank you very much for that. Thank you for being very honest with us and speaking to us about what your feelings are regarding this.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Joe Castaneda, 8 Old Mountain Road. This is the second time I've talked to you guys in the last
Welcome week. Back.
as with Route 629, this, to the people on 8 Old Mountain Road, I'm sure, is enough. The one thing that concerns me in the letter from the lawyer is three words, an area in need.
Oh.
That's been used in lots of places to overcome zoning.
It also requires the same process.
Okay.
So it requires an affirmative action on the part of the council to introduce an ordinance, send it to the planning board, have them investigate it, come back to us, that we've been designated. So there's a process in the public hearing aspect to that as well.
Well, I've heard reports that this particular lawyer is an expert in this.
Oh, yes, he is.
So please be aware of that in all your deliberations that you have with them. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I'm a councilwoman in Lebanon.
Okay.
So, first of all, I thank you for being so transparent. I think the taxpayers deserve that, and kudos to you. The last time I was before this governing body was Tom Ogden.
It's
been a long time.
Sure.
And that regarded Coleman and the change of name to the building. Mm-hmm. So, I had been at the Water Authority meeting, and I spoke about the impact test studies. Was very concerned. I never got an answer from the Water Authority to my letter, which was sent months earlier. Never got a response from Homeland Security, which was a little disappointing.
So just to be clear, we're talking about a different topic now.
We are, but it's adjacent.
Okay.
Because coming on the back end of that, we now have this dialogue regarding a $4 million warehouse. So, which
square
is
foot.
not
4 million square feet.
I'm sorry, 4 million square foot, yes. Which is not far removed from said roadway. So there's two things that I would offer you is that the Attorney General has written a letter threatening with regard to conformance by Exxon being one of those companies recognized as to green initiatives and federal law that they're changing. Are you aware of that letter?
I am not aware of that letter.
I can forward it to Carla tomorrow if that's acceptable. I don't want them to use that to force this issue. So I wanted to make sure that you were aware of that. It's very important. And then second of all, if you or anyone had heard with regard to the Highlands, is there any outcome of that?
No, that is, as far as relates to this, it's very fresh. So there's a ways to go with that.
But and you'll use the website to push that information out?
Absolutely. It'll be on my Facebook page. We'll put it on the website. We have email alerts that we send out through the website.
that's how we posted this letter to the website. So yes, complete transparency.
So we are neighbors, as you well know.
Absolutely.
But we are also impacted when 78 and 22 close out, and Lebanon Borough is we cannot handle the truck traffic.
No, as I stated,
Mountain Road is the same. So you know, I appreciate your understanding that, and that's why I'm here.
Thank you.
So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I'm Allison Grantham. I live at 49 Beaver Avenue in Annandale Village, and I am here because I'm also concerned about the warehouse, but I have long-standing concerns about the safety of the traffic through the village. And as I have sort of gotten involved in that, I've heard about other hot spots, the one that was just mentioned, and I went to a training last week with New Jersey Department of Transportation about complete and green streets, and I'm just advocating if that can go on top of our master plan. I spent a little bit of time with our master plan, but I think that it would be great to get additional resources.
I did see your email, but I've been a little preoccupied.
I am.
I'll get to it for sure and get back to you.
Okay.
It's been on my list also, just to evaluate complete streets. And as you know, we've for years attempted unsuccessfully to get sidewalk grants for Annandale through Center Street and we're trying a different tack. I had the engineer at the beginning of the year look at different ways to address Beaver Ave specifically, and he was going to reach out to the county, and I wanted to talk to Go Hunter first, so that's where we're having some communication. So I'll definitely reach out to you.
Okay, great. Yeah, because I just think that there's a lot of places that are already getting traffic pushed off 78 that, have changed. There's a lot of new families that have moved in that have little kids that are walking and biking and everything, and we are already at a such spot.
And this proposal, I think, would have added significantly on Beaver Act.
So thank you, and thank you to Chief DeRosa for the
he already
did
this.
Yeah,
so
he's right there.
Ah, hi. All right. You're welcome. We'll keep doing it. You got it.
Rob Kirchberger, 28 Willowbrook Lane, Canada.
See you again.
I just wanted to start by saying thank you. I appreciate the transparency and the stance that you're taking right off the bat on this. I think it's great. I know that everybody's been articulating all the reasons why this is a bad idea, and you seem to be well aware of that already. Just one that hadn't been mentioned that I just wanted to throw out there in addition to all of the other concerns with regard to traffic. This property is like right across the street from North Hunter High School. And there are hundreds of brand new drivers that converge on that property every day, in the morning and the afternoon. And picture thousands of trucks.
For the milk can, my friend.
For the milk can, right. So I just I want to throw that on the pile of reasons why this is a bad idea and a bad location for something like that. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And I appreciate that everybody's here this evening. Part of the intent for having tried to schedule a separate meeting was to have sufficient space for everybody to be able to have seats. So, but I appreciate your being patient with us. Come on. That's quite all right.
26 Southgate Drive, Annandale. And my husband thoughtfully provided me with a list of phone points, but yes, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. Many of them have been said already, but I think it just might be helpful to repeat. Again, the traffic issues between 78 West and 31 South. The high school was one of his first talking points as well. It's not just about the new young drivers, but it's also the idling trucks creating pollution that the students are going to be breathing in all day.
So that's an issue. The example that I have, I'm through the 173 exit 12 interchange on a daily basis. The pilot station has trucks idling, backed up onto 78. There just isn't enough room on the planet for all the trucks that we have now. I think we've mentioned already the jug handle regarding the high school. There's a lot of discussion about it was water concerns, runoff of Beaver Creek in particular. Mm-hmm. It's another impervious surface, and related to those surfaces, this is an issue that I think whether it's the township or the state needs to take on. Solar panels on roofs of larger structures, not just solar ready, but these are opportunities that are missed throughout the region. So anyway, thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Arnold Pellegrinelli, 33 Country Oaks Road. I just wanted to add to the discussion about the schools, over the high school, but also we have three other schools in the general vicinity. We have the middle school, we have the pre-K, and we also have Round Valley, and also Lebanon School, not being that far away. And with all the busing that goes on, and the mix of trucks and buses associated with it, there's a lot more risk involved with all these trucks coming through. I mean, you see it on 78 all the time, right, with the hill coming down into Annandale. And I think that, if as part of the consideration, that risk would be considered. Thank you.
Thank you. Got somebody in the back.
Good evening. Craig Maltzen, 9 Forest Gate Terrace. I'm trying to get my hands and head around this. Mm-hmm. Exxon is not a little podunk company that's coming in and saying, gee, Mom and Dad, wouldn't it be nice if we bought 300 acres? There are a lot of people at Exxon whose jobs and careers depend on getting this parcel. It will stop at nothing. They'll probably walk all over us like we would walk over cockroaches. Mm. It's a fear I have because I've seen it happen too many times. So Exxon comes in and says, I don't care what anybody says, we're suing you. And they have the right to do so. And they can go one way or the other. The chances are that they don't have a leg to stand on. Until they do have a leg to stand on, what happens then? How do we protect ourselves?
I think we're very well protected. I regret to inform everyone our attorney was unable to make it this evening due to an illness. But I would say that our ordinances are lawfully created. They were properly noticed, and they have very... Anyone who would wish to challenge it, I think, would have a very difficult time doing so, especially given the fact that they have many different development opportunities to avail themselves of under the zoning that's been in place since 1993. So that they would essentially have to sue the township for failure to act as opposed to having taken an adverse action, in my opinion. Which I think is just a tougher road to hoe. And we'll just have to see what the Highlands restrictions.
One of my concerns is, I guess it's my only concern, if push comes to shove, usually negotiations lead to a settlement. What would that be? Only 1 million square feet worth? 2 million square feet? That's my
concern. I understand it, but I
hope it doesn't happen.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You want to say something?
Nick Orchard Ellison, I just want to add something to what you were saying and to help answer that question. By virtue of the fact that we've conformed to the Highlands Master Plan,
right,
the Highlands just passed a new budget. Mm-hmm. The Highlands Council just passed a new budget. Mm-hmm. In that new budget, they've allocated funds in the legal defense of towns that are attacked over this kind of matter. So for the answer, part of Frank's question, if we get sued, they may not pay the whole bill, but there are legal funds available from the Highlands to help with that.
Yes, that, and in that case, they would probably be suing because of something in the Highlands, which would be a separate issue from our zoning. But I think our zoning, if, as just from a pure warehouse perspective, I don't even think the Highlands plays in.
Even if somehow they try to get past our zoning, yeah, they're not going to get past the stricter rules of the Highlands. And the Highlands would step in at that point under legal stuff.
Good point.
My name is Sally Dugan, and I live on McCaffrey Road. I believe it's the university here. We're at the top of Faco, and so on. Anyway, my question is really a procedural one, and I'm not sure if you covered it. I ask your forgiveness. I think there's been a little unrest about the idea of your group referring this to the planning board. I know you've mentioned Highlands now, but there's a sense you mentioned the word park, and that sort of rings a little bit of a bell. So passing a little bit of the responsibility to the planning board and then claiming that you didn't have any power.
I'm happy to address it, and I hoped to have addressed it earlier. I may not have done so well enough, too, so that's completely possible. The referral to the planning board that was mentioned in the notice, and which I have mentioned previously, would have only been for their purposes of them holding a meeting at which a large group of residents could attend so that it's adequately sized, for feedback to be provided to the council. No decisions made by the planning board, but for feedback from the community and feedback from the planning board, because there are individuals on that who are familiar with zoning and I think have a lot of positive and constructive thoughts to add. And it would be useful, for Exxon to hear from, along with the community. But yes, at this point, that's not in the cards.
I think that you and Mr. Glazer and former Mayor Higgins are on the planning board, are they not?
That's also true, correct. Yeah. So, yes.
So I would, there's some involvement.
100%.
Crisscrossing going on.
Yeah.
And I just another point, I think I had read somewhere, that Exxon had grandly decided they would donate some recreational land, but I'm told that that land is underlain by karst, which means it couldn't be built on anyway. This is limestone underneath the surface with
And I don't want to speak for Exxon, but there are numerous areas of the property that are for sure clearly not buildable.
Yeah.
With the Highlands restrictions, the wooded areas would not be buildable, so that sort of thing, there are definitely pockets that wouldn't be.
I just didn't want us to get too by the idea that they want to donate this property, which is useful anyway.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Go ahead. You can, if you're going to be quick. We'll
Just real quick. Jeff Spencer speaking again. Does the township have any ordinances or any zoning concerning solar fields? As if that could be a possibility of they weren't able to do this, could they come in and say, hey, we're going to fill 300 acres of solar? Because that is a current issue that goes on in Warren County.
We have a solar ordinance, but I don't know if it pertains to solar fields.
I don't know the specific answer. I mean, it's not by rights of permitted use. We know that.
Right.
No, it's not in either the overlay or the Rob 1. It's a great question.
It's another
thing. We would have to
look. It's one that I would look at.
Okay.
It's
very interesting.
Something
I take your point.
Yeah. To bring up, that's the last thing we want to see is a bunch of solar panels sitting out on, the beautiful ground. So,
anyway. I think a warehouse is the last thing.
I'm Janet Howard, 14 Crystal Drive. I know this is all very fresh, all this announcement. Just talking with neighboring towns and just different people in the area, the pros and the cons, there's definitely lots of cons, and maybe a few people think some pros. But I want us all to remember, as we move forward, keeping everything calm and knowing that the last thing Exxon probably needs is another Valdez, and if we're strong enough and we have our ducks in a row, this could be really bad for us for them. So as long as we follow ordinance, follow law, use our attorneys, but just know that right now this environment in Exxon, we need to also have a good faith.
It need not be in an adversarial.
Yeah. So I just want to give us a little faith to think about.
You bring up a good point because there's a few voices here. There's the voice of the council. There's the voice of the Highlands. And the most important, like the gentleman who first spoke, I think, is there. The voice of the people. That's what we're counting.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Deidre Seppel. I live on Red Schoolhouse Road. And jumping on the voice of the people, I just wanted to express 3 points that some have been covered, some have not. Schools, watersheds, and farmland. A lot of us live in the township and we're so proud of the agricultural heritage. It's on our shield. It's around our communities. We enjoy driving these roads. So I just think it's important to not only say, like, oh, no warehouse, but there's development potential. Maybe we should explore, like, why is it farmland in the first place? Why did Exxon commit to having farm fields for so long? Because there's something in the original land acquisition that they promised, like, oh, we will keep them in farm. And then maybe just continue to explore out and keep it that way. Because it is right across from the school, and with watersheds, Spruce Run Recreation Area is already seeing harmful algae blooms every single year. And that happens in the lake system, but they're now starting to happen in rivers. We see in our canal coming in the river, so any kind of runoff from any structure, whether it's solar panels, a warehouse, a development, a parking lot, is all going to affect our community sites. So just want to make sure, like, the agriculture is important too.
Yeah, and the view sheds, frankly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and like you said, the milk hand game, like, we're proud of that farming history. So let's just keep going with that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hey, neighbors. My name's Jody Moss. I live at 17 Petticoat. I would like to know if there has been any talk of any kind of data play, or if Exxon has made any statements about, well, if this doesn't go through, we're going to do this. Have they threatened us in any way with building other structures or taking their business away? Have they threatened us?
They've certainly not threatened to take business away. I do think they've expressed an intent to build something and to monetize the property that they have that they don't need. But I would not, I mean, as far as pay to play, for sure, no.
Because I know I saw that they do donate things. Are they trying to leverage your vote or the people's kindness with money towards the town?
No, it is a typical community engagement, and the two groups and from what I understand, are completely separate within Exxon. The community engagement has been going on here for, I mean, Chief, you've seen it for 10, 15 years.
Yes.
And with the schools, probably even longer.
I want to say thank you. I appreciate the transparency. And I want to say to this group, we need to be strong. We need to stick together. We can't let this happen. We can't let anyone take our town over anymore. It's been overgrown with these new high-rises going up, and the historic Clinton growing, going up there. It needs to stop. We want to keep farmland. We need to stop with it together.
Anybody else? I can.
And I'm also a resident of Clinton Township. One of my concerns, of course, is this something, I mean, I have full confidence in all of you that this is not going to fly. You said all the right things tonight. I have one concern that no one will mention, and that would be, of course, plummeting property values, because that would definitely happen if something like this flies. And my second question is, who wrote the ordinance?
Which ordinance?
The ordinance that abolishes warehouses.
So there's a master plan, is what Councilman Glazer referenced, that explains why we don't permit warehousing in the township. The ordinance has said for decades that if it's, the use is not expressly permitted, it is prohibited. There are certain zones along 22 that 2 years ago when the master plan was updated that we expressly forbade warehousing in those zones. That process was done for 22 as a priority and was moving on to 31, which I think Councilman Glazer, if you want to opine on this a little bit, we're in the process of also now looking at all of the zones on Route 31 for the ordinance committee. But I would say that the ordinance language upon which we're relying is longstanding, so I'm not sure.
So we have done the
best. We sure do.
So I would feel comfortable, I'm sure John has already looked at it, to go through it, because one of my concerns is what one of the other gentlemen has stated. You're looking at a company that is the biggest warehouse company, not in the country, in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And between them and Exxon, their pockets are deep.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a loophole, they will find it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
yep.
That's my concern is,
yep.
You know, make sure that, you know, John goes through that thing with a fine-tooth comb, makes sure all those I's and T's are crossed.
I would agree. I'm just trying to think. I thought the letter that they sent us indicated that it's not permitted. I'm struggling to find it.
Quick. Yeah, I think it's in the second.
It did?
I think it did.
And then there were those three little words, area and need.
Yeah. Well, again, that's an affirmative action by the...
You guys know the ropes.
Yep.
You know, you've done the drill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just
and
saying...
I will be completely honest.
John needs to.
This is not a surprise, I don't think. And it certainly won't be to Exxon, but my reaction when they suggested to me that they'd like to ask for an area in need of redevelopment, I said, how can a farm be in need of redevelopment?
Right.
That was my initial gut reaction.
There's
stretch.
There's plenty that's going for us right now. I mean, first of all, if I remember way back, and I'll date myself, it was back in the early 90s. When they went in, that whole area is on a huge limestone deposit.
Yes.
Huge.
That's the parse that the 80 people
right.
Reference.
Just from my experience working at the Highlands, they would never, it's never going to be able to touch.
I'm not going to speak for the Highlands.
Right.
Yeah. I think they have, that's their hurdle.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment.
But again, deep pockets. Hi, Sharon Coe, 80 Old Mountain Road. Definitely opposed. Good job so far. Don't drop the ball, though. That would be my guidance.
Just put that microphone closer to my phone.
There we go.
It's batting.
Okay. I just did a quick look at some of the parcels that they were suggesting changing before I came in here. And it looks like there's a lot of environmental sensitivity in those areas. They have mentioned karst, which with that comes U.S. Fish and Wildlife threatened, there's threatened and endangered bats that live in this area that are associated with karst areas, so I'm certain that they're in these areas. There are archaeological grids that have identified resources. There's at least three of them in that region. That means things that haven't been fully vetted, but they're out there, and you know you need to be sensitive in developments that happen in and around them, and you have to go to the state historic preservation office and do full cultural resource surveys to make sure that nothing out there is being impacted. This could go so far as to talk to tribes, local tribes that may have had things in this area. There are CP1 waters, trout production, which have setbacks for development with riparian zones and
the Highlands planning has already been mentioned. Trying to see what else I wrote down. It's just highly sensitive areas. And I'm not really interested in more pollution, more traffic, more congestion. You know, they could suggest building wider roads, but that's just more congestion and more traffic. So those are all things that we're just not interested in. And if Exxon wants to be a good neighbor and they're looking to offload their property, then with all these environmental restrictions, we would be happy to talk with them. I would think that would be a good use of those properties. I mean, do we have Green Acres funding that could be applied to that?
We have some, and there are other options available to us. So it's definitely something that I've had on the table from the outset. So from my perspective, it's on the table.
I'm sure there's other things, too. I mean, I just spent 5 minutes looking at this before I came. So.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. I would keep those options open and just press for that. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Sand Hill Road, Annandale. Touch the property. Thank you for listening to us. Two questions is, should the town, the zoning board, the planning board, stick together and put a hold on this with the Highlands? And of course, they could sue and do everything else. Does the Hunterdon County or the state have the authority to override
I don't want to say complicated, but there's a lot of facets to it. So if the town council doesn't provide the zoning relief that they're looking for,
right,
a change of zone, then their only option would be, in my opinion, to go to the zoning board of adjustment and request a variance.
That's the county.
That's the town's zoning board of adjustment. There are no members of the governing body who sit on that, unlike the planning board. It's quasi-judicial. If they were to grant some sort of variance to accept some type of warehouse, I'm speculating, the Highlands does have the power. It's a state entity to overrule.
Okay.
So they do. I don't believe the county does. The county really only looks at it in terms of issues that, county roads and that sort of thing.
Right.
So the county does not, but the Highlands would.
Okay, and the state, there's no state zoning board to say, hey,
no,
I got the power over you, and you.
They may run into issues with the EP permits. Again, the Highlands is, and that still ties in with the Highlands because we're in the Highlands.
Okay.
So the Highlands is going to be.
It's part of the state.
Correct,
yes. That's nothing to do with the county.
Correct.
Or nothing.
Not the township, not the county. It's a state council, much like the Pine Barrens.
Right.
And its intent is to preserve groundwater.
Okay.
So.
And I know it's been mentioned before with the high schools, but we also have that Catholic school that touches that property with young kids, with diesel running, the pollution. You know, they could say anything they want with their expert engineers, but someone's kids are going to go to that school. I think that's why I said if it doesn't affect this board and you pass it, and I don't know the procedures, the three boards, could it go to somebody that doesn't have kids going to that Catholic school? It doesn't mean anything to them.
Yeah, that would be the Highlands.
Okay.
Before they issue any approvals or permits.
Any
development in the Highlands has to get approved by them.
Right. Okay. And it's so close to so many.
Yeah, I understand.
With the kids. And can the town purchase that property and keep it for them? Because that would alleviate a lot of your.
I think that was what one of the prior speakers was referring to, and it's certainly on the table, whether we were to do it on our own or to partner with, but it does take two to tango, so to speak. Right. So.
Right. If
there's a willing buyer, I don't know that there's a willing seller.
Right. If they're willing to sell it to ABC Corporation, if the town, that would alleviate a lot of your problems. It would keep it farm, keep out the pollution, you know, it would keep it just the way it is. You know, I don't know what the difference with farmland assessment, you know, open space assessment. There's got to be something. Or would the state even as a partner with you?
They would, I think. Yeah. I think they would.
Yeah. They buy swamp land. Why would they buy that?
Yeah.
Just to preserve it for you, you know? Yeah. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Gordon.
Anyone else wish to say anything? Nobody in the hallway? Okay. Oh, is there somebody coming?
Come on.
Thank you. Thank you for your patience.
Hi. My name is Nancy Peterson. I am the co-chair of the 22 San Diego Road for
the past year. Welcome.
I don't know if you're aware of the Bridge Township in New Jersey. I grew up there in the 80s for now. And I'm just a sister in those buildings. And I moved here with my daughter, my son-in-law, who's vaccinated, and my granddaughter, and another grandfather. My husband grew up hunting and fishing in this area. His brother was in Manson. We have other families that live in Manhattan. I chose to live here because, first of all, it's in Woodbridge, and you can get out of there. Our mayor in Woodbridge, who has the dictatorship, that way. He runs the township. He has sold off our schools. And then he sold off a lot of our open properties to contractors. Built several high-rise apartments in downtown. It's not recognizable. We don't know where the kids are going to go to school. My son still lives there. So I'm waiting on my granddaughter. But I watched that come out to me today, being in the community. Of traffic issues and just everything changed. And I don't know how it happened, if I control everything, change the law, change the zone, change everything. And that's why I'm here now, because I don't want to leave this beautiful area that I want my grandchildren to grow up in and go to school in. Started changing one law and making exceptions, and I'm just changing. So please, you know, consider what's going on. Take a ride through Woodbridge, take a look at what Woodbridge looked like 30 years ago. And, you know, we have beautiful, beautiful areas here. I think I'm going to start to understand that.
All right, anyone else? All right. Oh, I got one more.
My name is Tommy Caruso. I live on 35 Haytown Road. I think you mentioned before, but I didn't hear.
Sure.
What is the zoning there if they can't put a warehouse there? What else could go there?
Research, office, manufacturing, I know for sure. Senior living, assisted living. I forget what else is in the overlay. It is pretty extensive. In my opinion, it's probably one of the most permissive sites that we have in the township by right in the ordinances. I think what's going to constrain it is the environmental restrictions that are on the site, and that's something they'll have to tackle.
But also to avail themselves of the overlay, they have to have a master plan. So there are some constraints around eating at the overlay language. I mean, it's part of a big, they have to have a master plan
right,
for that site.
For the sites. Yeah.
It's not trivial what they have to do.
My concern is the lady before, I'm sure a lot of people here, it's going to, not only Woodbridge, but you go through Union County, there's high rises everywhere, and you start to creep down 22.
But we have a height limit, so we're very fortunate to have a height limit.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
regarding the what can be built there? Could they build a 4 million square foot factory?
Yes. Well, probably in multiple buildings. I mean, it depends. Probably not that big because
right.
of the
because of the Highlands restrictions.
Well, not only because of the Highlands restrictions, just because of the yield. It's not, I think, from a planning perspective, the available square footage for a factory would be less than a warehouse. However, it really depends on the environmental constraints and the Highlands constraints. That'll be the determinative factor. If there weren't any, if it was 15 years ago and the Highlands didn't exist and environmental constraints aren't what they are now, it would be the same, in my opinion, it would be the same footprint. They'd just be smaller buildings, more blacktop.
And traffic and everything else.
Which is why when this began, I thought it important to begin that dialogue between the community and Exxon, because if they're going to do something, I'd like them to hear from us. But right now, they can't even do that.
So our biggest hope is in the Highlands.
Correct.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, my name is Frank. I live on 22 Sand Hill Road. My mother-in-law spoke before about Woodbridge and how that went. But so because the Highlands can change this and overrule us here, right? Is that what was said?
Yes, they can.
They can amend something. Is there a way to amend what our
They can't amend it. They can make a determination that it doesn't comply with their existing rules and regulations.
Okay,
but they can't override ours, don't
they? But they can override. If we were to make a decision that didn't comply with
exactly.
the Highlands regulations, they could overrule it.
They can make it tougher, but not much.
But as it stands, there's no warehouses allowed on that zoning.
Correct.
Now, because they can make that decision, can we make a decision to make it more strict so that we can't let
it's,
someone...
We
is it too late because of something was proposed?
I would not try to change the zoning underneath them. Yes, and a loser. That would be a loser. But I think, as regards a warehouse, we are very well in control.
Okay, well, that's the only question I really have.
Yep.
So, thank you.
All right. Anyone else in the hallway who wishes to say something? Oh, we're good? Okay, I'm going to close. Oh, one more. That's okay. False start.
There's 10 million people here tonight that obviously interested in you all purchasing the property. Is there a dollar value on that?
I do not have one, no.
You don't have it?
No.
You don't have a price per acre? So that hasn't been purchased?
No, it would only be a spitball that I would have. Yeah.
So your only purpose to send this to the planning board is to open dialogue.
That was the purpose. That was the intent. And as I said, given the Highlands issues, that's not—it's not worthwhile at this point.
Okay, so at this point, you're going to just let it lie.
Yeah, that's actually when I closed the public comment, I was going to say we're not going to take any action this evening. And again, the only action we were contemplating—at least that I was contemplating—I should say, because I hadn't really spoken to anybody else about it—the only action I had been contemplating was sending it to the planning board for a feedback session, if you will. And I don't plan to make that recommendation, so I don't foresee, unless anyone on the council feels differently, that we will be taking any action on the request at this time.
Thank you.
Thank you. No, hold on, we got one more coming, and then I'll get...
I just would like to ask you a question.
Sure. We'll just need your name and address. Sorry.
I'm Lori Mushka, and I live in Clinton on 15 Alexander Way. Just
mm-hmm.
here
yep.
in this area, too. And I don't
want to
change.
Welcome.
Because this meeting is so well attended, there are many people that never even made it into the room. I know I've been in the hallway for a long time, really listening to questions. Is there any way to make transcripts of this meeting available?
So we post the audio to our website. It'll be posted in the next few days, barring any technical difficulties.
Okay.
It'll be posted eventually to the website. By assume by mid next week. I thought somebody was coming forward. Let me get him and then I'll get you. I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Francesco Lamassa. I have three kids that go to OSCS. I live in Washington, New Jersey, Oregon. So, I just want to also add to the sentiments of that school being right there and abutting this property. And a lot of us moved out here because of the allure of this open space. And it would be sad to have that corrupted change. How do we keep abreast of the of everything that's going on?
That's an excellent question. Check our website, which is clintontwpnj.org. That's the emails. And we will post updates on it. Any meeting that we're going to have on this topic, and again, that's why I was hoping to have a meeting scheduled out so we'd have enough room for everybody. Any meeting that we're going to have on this topic will be well advertised in advance. Yep. And yes, I'm sorry, sir.
I live at 80 Brunswick in Denver. Appreciate this meeting, and I assume there will be more public meetings.
Well, yes, and that was my intent, was to schedule such a meeting for that purpose.
I think it's important for many people.
Yep. Thank you. Oh, we got one more. No need to. They have regularly scheduled public meetings. There are representatives on the Highlands Council that are appointed by the governor and approved by the legislature. I'm not sure who they are. We used to have a former, he was a freeholder at the time, Rob Walton. But we do not, but you can certainly attend their meetings. I would check the Highlands Council's website for their meeting calendar and feel free to reach out. And I communicate with them. We have staff members here who do as well, so we're always in touch.
Yep. And I think almost certainly if the Exxon matter is brought to the council, we'd be notified.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yep. Well, I think what I'm saying is if the Exxon matter is brought before the council, I'm sure we would know as a township and we would certainly attend.
Well, perhaps. Pretty close, at least.
We'll need a big room.
Okay, anyone else? Oh, sure.
If you know about with the highway, can you post that on the Clinton website so everybody that wants to go, hey, go?
Sure, absolutely, can do that, and will. Yep.
Okay. That way means everybody will know about it.
Yep. We'll post, as we have already, we'll post everything that is relevant and related to this on the website. Again. No, I have a good enough relationship with them that they will not do that. Yeah. I and others.
I just want to remind everybody that on our website, you do have to sign up for the email blast, and you can specify the kind of information you'd like, but any kind of information that we're going to be sending out to you on the website, you can also get an email to you, and also check your spam.
Very good. Any others? Going once. Okay.
Can I ask everyone to raise their hand if they're happy with the way this meeting went? Okay. Can I now ask you to share that on the Facebook community? We're in this together as a team. We need your help, too.
Okay. Well, in that case, thank you all for coming. You're welcome to stay. We're going to have some reports. I'm going to close the public comment session. There will be another public comment session for you know what we're going to do? We're going to adjourn for five minutes so that anybody who wishes to vacate the premises can do so without disturbing us.
Good idea.
We're recording. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you all for your patience. I have to figure out where I am now. Hold on a second. We're at the consent agenda, I believe, actually. So, all items listed with an asterisk. Actually, hold on one second. It is 8:23, and we have returned from our brief recess, which may have been a little longer than 5 minutes. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the Township Mayor and Council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, a council member, or citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Are there any items that the council wishes to remove from?
There's only one item.
Is there any item? Is there an item that anyone here would like to remove in the public from the agenda consent? In that case, might I have a motion?
I'll move.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler.
Yes.
Council President Strauss.
Yes.
And Mayor Moy.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Reports. Councilman Glazer.
Yeah, for the planning board, we had a meeting on last Monday, the 19th. The main business was the public hearing on the Gray Rock redevelopment matter, which we're talking about later. We have a resolution to discuss. So it was favorably disposed. The board did also kind of update the council. The planning board secretary provided us an update on how the administrative waiver process we passed by ordinance earlier in the year is going. So far, 6 waivers have been granted, saving those applicants and the boards plenty of time and money. So it's, I think, so far working as we desired. So I think so far so good on that. The next meeting is on Monday, the 7th of November. We're in that time of year. There aren't as many meetings left because of holidays. Sewage Authority, no update. Their next meeting is next Thursday night, November 3rd. And the Finance Committee, really no update, except also no action in Trenton that I've heard of, Brian, on that state health insurance debacle.
I don't expect any.
Yeah, that's, I think, where we're at. So we will have to deal with the 20% increase.
And we 24.
Will. Yeah, 22 point something. But, yeah, exactly. It's huge. It's an enormous number. And that's end of report.
Very good. Councilman Kachanowski.
On Election Day, Tuesday, November 8th, there's a referendum to approve $6.5 million for the high school, for the Board of Education to go forward with projects. If it gets passed, they potentially, most likely, will get 40% state aid. Right. And that's why they want to do this. They have the money in a capital reserve fund to pay off the bond immediately.
Right.
So really, it's just a...
It's a way
just to get the 40%.
It's a way for them to save some money.
Yeah, way for them to save 40% and do more projects.
Did the same thing last year.
And do more projects without raising taxes.
Yeah, it's a great.
And we won the milk can game. North won the milk can game against Voorhees.
Have they ever lost?
Yeah. Some point in my lifetime.
It's been like 10 or 11 years.
Oh, it's just like I just assume anymore.
My nephew was bedecked in flour, and it was good.
Yeah.
That's it.
Great. Green Team Environmental, I'm just going to do it together because it's sort of together. We met on October 6th. We're going to try to do maybe another cleanup. In December, we have our new ambassador from Raritan Headwaters who's going to be helping us, especially for 2023. We just met her at the last meeting. We might purchase some equipment and cleanup things because we're going to do some other cleanups next year. Probably 2 for the Clean Communities obligation.
Mm-hmm.
Stream assessment, we're going to do that again. We might do Beaverbrook instead of Windy Acres just to get a baseline. Water testing, we're going to do that. That was very well. It went very well this year. We're obviously going to do the Green Fair because that was really successful, and we're really happy with that. And probably do some bulk tree planting.
I met Heather over at Kramer's Creek, our forester. Mm-hmm. I keep talking about the forestry management plans. She's going to meet me at Windy Acres for the Environmental Commission Green Team aspect of it to do the bulk tree planting. She's going to point out spots that we can do the bulk tree planting, also a water garden. So you have to find the perfect spot for that, but that might be a nice thing for the Green Team as well. And maybe some Girl Scouts, too, because a lot of Girl Scouts have been reaching out to me about stuff like that. The educational signs that I've been reporting on. Jesus. So they gave us the frames, and we were supposed to insert the frames, and then the signs were going to come in later so we could start. The main reason is because I wanted our seasonal guy, who is going to be not here November 15th, to get the work done, get them in. We got the signs, and they were too thick to slide in. So it was their mistake, and they're redoing it for us. And so we're going to have extra signs. If you have any ideas on where we can put those signs, they're ours. So that's about 2 weeks out. The only other thing for environmental is our chair situation. I don't know if you talked to Alex or what's going on.
I have not, and that is something that they have. I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure that one did. Maybe it isn't appointed. Is that appointed?
I think you do.
Oh, man, I have to look.
I think you do the appointing.
Yeah, I have to look. You're right.
We have to discuss on who that person is going to be. As I mentioned in the last meeting, Alex has a new job. She's in, like, conventions in D.C.
And they have a vice chair, so at least.
Mario. Mario's the vice chair.
I'll talk to Mario. Okay. I owe him an email on something else, too.
Okay. So, speaking of Mario, the Green Team has been certified.
Yeah. No. The township, the Green Team has achieved certification for the township.
Thank you for your correction.
Yep.
It was, you know, we've been working on it for so long, so it's really great that we achieved that. And again, Mario really led the team well. We also have new Green Team members now, so the thing is, we have to be certified in 3 years. And we need to keep up with our programs, like the educational programs I'm doing and cleanups and things like that. Our open space meeting is tomorrow night. We're going to go over the forestry management plans for Kramer Creek and Hackett's. We met Heather over there. I got to say, Hackett's is just it's a mess as far as invasives and everything. She gave us some ideas. We might reopen the trail that was grown over. Disc golf, it's playable. You can go over there. We have not had the ribbon cutting. One of the main reasons is because we need the parking lot bigger. As you see, it's going to be holding probably 20 cars. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they're done. They were working on it. I'm going to meet Scott Hender at Windy sometime soon to look over the ash trees over there that are really becoming a problem. Let's see. We're going through the budget items. Our open space on Thursday. And Mike McGee and I are meeting the DPW tomorrow afternoon to pick the location for the furnace educational sign. So that should be going in. That's it. Thanks.
Very good. Council President Strauss, you're up next.
Oh, thank you. Clinton Township Board of Education, they are having their strategic planning kickoff event on Thursday, November 3rd, 2022 at 6:30. You may not see the email, Mayor, but I registered to attend that.
I saw that. Yep. Thank you.
Event registration is required, and that can be done through their website. Some more dates with coffee with the superintendent. Their virtual date is Wednesday, November 16th, 2022. Their in-person date is Thursday, November 17th, 2022. Again, event registration is required, and that can be done through the Clinton Township School District website. Their next meeting is Monday, December 12th at 7:30. They're on about a six-week interval now of meetings. Historic Preservation Commission, their October meeting was canceled, so their next meeting is next Wednesday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. For public safety, I did speak with Chief DeRosa, conversation with him regarding staffing and hiring, and our interviews in progress now. Some conversations about daily operations. Coffee with the cop this morning at 10 a.m. Jeff, how'd that go?
Very well.
Good.
I'm sorry, I couldn't make it.
I was there.
Yeah, we saw on Facebook.
You stick out.
Speed survey requested to be done by the county, by the police department on Beaver Avenue, so they're just waiting for an insurance certificate on that. Thank you letters received from an incident that occurred on October 9th, 2022 from a resident, so it's always good to see praise. And traffic enforcements have been done throughout the township to address speeding complaints in various locations. And before leaving, the chief asked me, and I had forgotten about it, to bring up this Halloween, as we usually do, from 7 p.m. I'm sorry, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., we have what's called a safe night out event, traditionally between the fire department and the police department. And that's going to be this year up in Annandale, same location, but on the other side of the building. So instead of Washington Street, we're going to the parking lot between the old municipal building and the church for various reasons. So,
yes.
Fire department, I did speak with Chief Emery. There's been some plumbing work and maintenance work being done at Station 1. We're waiting on approval for electrical work and some drainage work at Station 2. And you and I spoke about that in an email.
No, thank you.
EMS was waiting on the second half of their funding, but I saw that on the bills list. Right?
Yes.
So we're good with that?
I think we have a little administrative thing to resolve as far as maybe a resolution forthcoming at the next meeting that will finalize everything. I'm not sure if the check will go out for that, but at least it's ready to go.
Right. Okay. And I saw from OEM that the LEPC is being turned over to Huntington County.
That was such a relief.
Yeah,
it is. It
could be daunting.
Well, and it requires, if I remember correctly, the involvement of the local hospital and all these different entities, and for each individual municipality to have to set that up and have different and separate meetings. It didn't make any sense.
I'm glad they took that on. Mayor, I did see you address the issue on 10 Concord Road, so thank you. And,
well, we'll see if it's addressed, but yeah. Yes.
But at least got to the proper authority. And I saw a few emails back and forth on Blossom Hill Road at the intersection there from 22.
I did not see any.
And they were a little older, not recent ones, about plans and stuff from DOT.
Yeah, and I think the plans are posted on the website for anyone who's interested. That's probably a month or two ago now. And I'm still waiting for a date. I've asked them a couple times. I have to ask follow-up about the lighting again. That's on my to-do list. And some timing issues with the traffic lights. I don't know, Lieutenant, if you see any issues with the timing of that U-turn traffic.
The U-turn traffic lights actually seem to be working fine. They're just time-sensitive. People don't understand the traffic lights. The little sensors on top are where you're sitting, so they'll pull over the line.
Yeah.
Once you're over the line, they're done. You're going to sit there.
Yeah.
They got to stay in position, and then the light will turn properly. Once they drive too far forward, it's like no one's there. So they're doing a job.
That.
That, but yeah, that's why you have to stay back.
There's
a reason.
Live and learn.
Yep. So the further you go up, then you're defeating the purpose of it. And you have to get another car behind you, and then you start seeing them like, all right, now time to change traffic.
That's all traffic lights?
Majority of them, yes.
With a motion sensor.
Yeah.
With a sensor. Everything's our cameras. Those are the sensor lights looking down.
That's the one by the McDonald's in the car wash.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. No. But you like to tell the public those are red light ticket counters.
Yeah, right. Which is against the law in New Jersey.
It is.
Don't tell anybody that. Just
so, yep, and that's the only thing I had is, was there an update on the working with Assemblyman Pearson's office on the funding for pedestrian walkways on Payne Road. I know his office had offered to assist us if we were.
I had not. Part of my report is going to be, I think my focus is on Beaver Ave. It's been one that we've had in the works for a very long time.
Right.
Pedestrian improvements on Payne are going to be difficult unless you're doing the sidewalk. So we'll have to look, but I think my priority would be Beaver Ave just by virtue of the volume of folks who walk it and the patchwork quilt we can kind of fill in the blanks on. It's kind of low-hanging fruit. I'll reach out to the Assemblyman's office. I have not yet done it.
And lastly, there was a grant funding opportunity from Elizabethtown Gas that was emailed out to our first responder agencies, so hopefully we can take advantage of that. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. I'll turn it around a little bit. I'll report on personnel first. We are very, very active. Our poor acting administrator, who's part-time a few days a week, is consumed, I think, with interviews. But it's all good. We have on the agenda this evening the replacement of our fire marshal. The prior one left a few weeks ago, as did a fire inspector. So we have to fill a few holes. So we've got we're promoting on an interim basis at least one of the fire inspectors to be the fire marshal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're looking for two fire inspectors to fill the void that was left by the other two departures. So those will still be part-time. We'll evaluate going forward if that's the right way to look at it. Maybe down the road, once those folks settle in, we'll consider alternate options as far as part-time, full-time. We did have that promotion for the deputy court administrator, so we've been receiving. Our old deputy court administrator was promoted to our court administrator, so we have to fill that role. We're in the process of doing so. We've gotten some resumes, and we're scheduling those interviews. As Council President Strauss noted, we're doing quite a few police interviews for new officers, so that's good. And we're thick in it with a replacement for the administrative assistant who had left over the summer. So hopefully that's drawing closer to resolution as well. So I would expect within the next 30 days we'll have quite a bit on the personnel front. All positive things, mostly all replacements, so it's all a good thing. I think some DPW items are in the works as well. As I mentioned, I've had those conversations with Go Hunterdon. If you haven't heard, ExxonMobil would like to build some warehouse facilities in the township. I've been dealing with that a little bit. And then on the recreation front, we have Courtside Racket is providing some proposals to run our pickleball and tennis camp projects over at Bunt Park. So we're going to take a look at that and see if we can't make it even better, which I think will be good. For those who are interested, Saturday, the 29th at noon, is our annual trunk or treat event. I will be there. Feel free to stop by. Hopefully, we have plenty of trunks, which is good. You can whatever.
No, are you going to be in costume?
No, I will not be.
We'll dress up as mayor.
I dress up as myself for Halloween every year. We're looking at doing locks on the bathroom so that we can get those open. That's been something I've been pushing for many, many years because the bathrooms at Bunt are always locked and it drives me nuts. And then rec basketball starts first Saturday in December. So hopefully that is going to go very well. And that's it for me. I'll just note on the old municipal building, besides the ordinance adoption that I hope to finalize this evening, there is progress on the easement for Mr. Fernandez so that he can bring his proposal, his plan back to the planning board, get it revised, fixed, and we can transfer that property in the not-too-distant future.
Also on November 5th is the Food Truck Festival.
Yes, thank you very much. Oh, you're right.
Yes.
You're right. Tell all your friends.
Bring chairs.
And it's on here, and I just overlooked.
Yes, bring chairs.
Bring your own chairs. Well, you don't need shade this time of year. So, all right. Thank you all very much. We're going to move on to our one and only public hearing. Mm-hmm. This is for an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County vacating and extinguishing the public rights to a portion of Washington Street between West Street and Center Street pursuant to NJSA 40A:40-67. We have more people in the audience than I'm accustomed to, which is fantastic. So for your benefit, the old municipal building, which is actually an area in need of redevelopment project, that we're trying to rehabilitate in part, requires us, in order to make it economically feasible for the developer, to essentially abandon a portion of Washington Street that's adjacent to Center Street in Annandale. So this ordinance will allow us to close that. Most of that roadway will be returned to the ownership of the township, a small portion to the neighbor on the north side, and as a result, we'll be able to move forward with the project. Within 20 days of adoption, that road will be officially closed, so we'll have to barricade it because it'll be we should be all right. We'll see.
Probably fine.
It's a liability either way, I guess. So, but anyway, that's that. Anybody have any questions before I open it up to the public?
We discussed at length the interruption.
Oh,
when does the property itself, not just the road, get turned over to the developer, like the building? And
that was the easement issue. So once the easement's in place, he can bring his plans back to the planning board, get them approved, which they've already been. So this is just a slightly different lot line. We had found as we went through this process that going back over 150, 170 years, there was an old alleyway, and it changed what we thought the property lines would be, so that has to be adjusted. I would expect
quick action by the planning board, and then he can file the plats again down at the county so that they're official. Once they're filed, then we can, all the title work's done. We're locked and loaded. We're ready to go. It's just every time we get ready to move ahead, we turn the rock over and there's something else. But we'll get notice amongst us when that property turns.
For sure. Oh, sure. Yeah.
For sure, and we'll want to notice, and I advise the developer that we'll want to keep the neighbors in the loop so that when construction starts, they're not taken by surprise.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And the parking lot will remain a public lot, and we'll have some obligations to, I think, maybe pave it. I don't remember exactly. Maybe he's going to pay. I don't remember. We have to go pull up the. It's been so long.
It's been a while now.
Yeah, it's been so long. Any members of the public wish to come forward and ask us any questions or say how awful it is, how wonderful it is. I thought you were about to.
No.
In that case, I'll close the public hearing, and if I might have a motion.
I'll move.
I'll second that.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Miller?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Move on to resolutions. The first is a resolution, as I mentioned before. This is to appoint Chris Sorrentino as the acting fire marshal. Chris has been with us for a long time. I can say this about him, and Council President Strauss, you probably know him well as well, but my interactions with local businesses who've had interactions with Mr. Sorrentino have been nothing but positive. So I think he'll be an asset, and I think he really will work out.
Good.
So any questions, discussion?
Our fire marshal was shared with Lebanon Borough, right?
It remains so, yes.
It remains so, because that's no change to that. Okay.
Yep.
Otherwise, no questions.
Okay. In that instance, may I have a motion, please?
I'll make it.
May I have a second?
Second.
Roll. Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor
Miller? Yes. Now we have a resolution redesignating, note the redesignating, the properties located at 210 and 12 Gray Rock Road, block 77.01, lots 2, 3, and 4, and 42 Fairview Avenue, 173 Center Street, and 3 Gray Rock Road, block 74, lots 16, 17.01, and 19, as non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment pursuant to the local redevelopment and housing law, NJSA 40A:12A-1, sequitur. For the benefit of the public, if you've driven past the McDonald's and the Chamois Shine, you come upon a corner of the township that is in utter disrepair. And there have been there's at least one project that started and stopped for economic reasons, and it's our feeling, I think, it's certainly my feeling, that it qualifies for some special zoning and some special relief that only an area in need of redevelopment can provide to rehabilitate it. We have one project, I think, that's pretty close to ready to go once we set a few things in motion, including Highlands issues, I think, as well. So I think all in all, this will help clean up that neck of the woods. Any comments, questions?
Do you have an idea on the time frame?
So this is just recognizing the area. The next step would be to instruct the planner to begin preparation of the redevelopment plan, which would set out the how to clean it up. If we were to designate it, I would ask that we do that. And I don't know, Bill, what do you think? Should we delegate it to the planning board? I feel like we ought.
I'm trying to remember what we did with Beaver Avenue when that happened years ago, whether that's delegated or not. I just don't remember.
Well, let's think about it, but let's at least instruct him to begin it.
Yeah, exactly. For either for them or for us, he needs to begin it.
So, if there's,
I mean, this it was well vetted at the planning board a couple of times. We've reheard this a couple of times.
We approved it once.
Exactly. It meets multiple criteria. All the property is there to be redesignated, so I don't think it's controversial. I think it's in the best interest of the township to try to make that a more meaningful area, I'll say.
Yep.
So I'll make the motion.
Very good.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Roll call.
Tom, Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swift?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Boy?
Yes.
And because I can, I move to pay the bills. Is there a second?
I have a question about one of the bills.
You, sir, sure may.
Mott
McDonald
Petticoat.
Yep.
What's the status of Petticoat?
So there's two portions. There's going to be one portion of Petticoat north of East Main. I don't know how far north. The lesser, one of the less well-maintained portions that will be milled and paved through the co-op. That should be occurring in the next few weeks. I need to get an update, but certainly by the end of November is my hope. The portion between East Main Street and Route 22, we need to go out to bid in order to do a reconstruction. So the bid documents have been prepared. That's part of what that bill is for, the engineering to do so. The clerk received the copy of the permit from DOT because the road intersects a state highway. We have to apply to them to be able to do the work and go out to bid. So I've signed that. The check will be ready to go out probably next week. Mm-hmm. And once that's done, we should be able to go out to bid, and we'll see how it goes.
Great. Thank you. Did you move to pay the bill?
I did.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any other discussion before we jump into it?
Oh,
okay.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Blount.
All right. Yes. The last item on our agenda before the last public comment session is the introduction of an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, authorizing as a general improvement the acquisition of equipment for and improvements to Bunt Park Playground and appropriating $75,000 therefore from the Township's Capital Improvement Fund. We're looking to, especially given the condition, the deteriorating condition of the Field of Dreams, improve the Bunt Park Playground. We will have to build a ADA compliant playground near the high school at the open space property that we have. That'll be down the road. We're still working on plans for that. And in the interim, we've removed the exercise equipment in the area of that playground, and we'd like to expand it with some more, make it a little bit more robust and a better site for the children. That park's getting a lot more use now with those courts, which is fantastic.
And a new surface, too.
Well, we'll extend the rubber mulch.
But we're replacing the surface now, or just
an extension.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The cost to which I would have liked to have done, to remove the rubber mulch and put a rubber mat down would have been great. As much as this.
Oh, yeah. Understood.
So, for now, this is will do, I think, for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we've talked about this a few times.
Yeah, you sent out the proposal months ago. Good to me.
Yeah.
Any questions, comments?
No.
Good. If not, may I have a motion to introduce?
I'll move.
Second.
Roll.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Boyd.
Yes, and without objection, I'd like to set the public hearing for that to be November 9th. I believe is our only November meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we may, I'd like to have that public hearing set for that date.
Sure. Then we can order the stuff. Hope that goes through. And by next year, we have it.
Yep. Very good. Okay. That's it. Last public comment session. As somebody used to say, last chance to come tell us how great we're doing.
Can we ask questions?
You may ask questions. I can't guarantee you'll get a satisfactory answer, but we'll do our best.
Satisfactory. Do you need name and address?
Yes, please.
My name is Brian Slota, 21 Willowbrook Lane. Two questions. One, there was a water main that was installed on Old Allerton that feeds up into the new co-development.
Mm-hmm.
That temporary pavement that they've done there is starting to
deteriorate.
Not break up, but it's getting wavy.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the final paving schedule was on that, whether you were letting it sit for a while.
So that's actually a county road.
That's county?
That's a county road. So it's up to them and their engineer to determine all that fun stuff. But we can take a note of it, and we can certainly reach out to the county engineer and pass it along. So
it's starting to get a little
I'll make a note of that.
And the other question, I just looked on the website. Could you tell me about the brush pickup that is mentioned on the website? The leaf pickup? Not the leaf. There's a link to brush pickup.
That's news to me.
For brush pickup, please call Green Rock
Recycling. Oh, sure. Oh, okay. Yes. So the township used to do brush pickup long before I was around. And long before I was around, they got rid of brush pickup.
Right.
So it is a service that folks still inquire about, but we don't have the capacity to do it for different environmental reasons. There's no place to for us that we're allowed by DEP to store it, et cetera, et cetera. So when folks look into, you know, reach out to us, where can you go? That's what we're aware of in the area.
So that's right. Just an option for someone to contact.
It's a private option to contact.
Right.
You have to take it there. They don't pick it up.
Okay. I was hopeful for a second that someone would come and pick my sticks.
Dash your hopes.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to come make a comment?
Mayor, I was going to say, because everybody brought up the milk can game, that the boys varsity did make the playoffs, and they do have a playoff game this Friday. It will be at 7 o'clock. So they have a home playoff game, and
fantastic.
It's at 7 o'clock, first round of the playoff. Middletown North.
And it's at home.
Yeah, so it's a home game. Fingers crossed they should win, and they'll get another one next week, following Friday.
But also at home?
Well, it'll be a home game, too, also.
Wow. Yeah. Good. Well done. And I think the girls' field hockey team made states as well, if I remember.
I'm not positive on that one.
Yeah.
Almost keep out of place.
Good. I'm getting a nod in the.
I'm the number one
team.
So I know that because my daughter is friends with her. Any Boy Scouts wish to say anything? Nothing. A little awkwardly put on the spot.
Yes.
As a former Boy Scout.
I hated when adults did that.
Well, I just want to thank you for coming out. I hope you learned something from this evening's meeting. And feel free to reach out if you have any questions. I'm certainly happy to help. Thank you for coming. All right. I'm seeing no other movement. So, Councilman Glazer, I think you have something very
motion to adjourn.
Important to say.
A second. Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczmanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlin?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor?
Yes. Thank you all very much. Have a great day. Yep.